every day I do this. About a month goes by, and the bus driver says, "Wow, you are the nicest person. You make my day." And I first turn around, who's he talking to? And then I go, "Thank you, Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you for being able to suit up and show up." My sponsor said, "You go to work, you give them a dime's work for your nickel's pay. You be the example in all of your affairs, because you never know who you're going to help. You never know, right?" And what happened for me is that the next thing that happened was I decided that I would buy a car, get a job, do all these things. And I always laugh because my sponsor says, "You can buy a car if you fill it with newcomers, because then miracles will happen." So I start filling my car with newcomers, and we're going all over the place and going to Toronto. We're right on the border, so we cross the border all the time. We go to Tacoma and Seattle and Mount Vernon, and we'd go to conferences all over, woo, right, and see these amazing speakers that I was talking about all over the place. It was just incredible, right? And then what happens is I meet this guy, and he's like Mr. Romantic, right? New guy, Mr. Romantic, and he just does all these amazing things, and he... You know, I've known him for about a week, and I'm thinking, you know, this must be love. I should move in. So I do. But just know I put AA and God first. But I move in with him. And we go to a meeting one night, and he goes and he takes a six-month chip. And I say to him, "6 months? You told me you had 5 years. He goes, "Well, not consecutively." And I'm living with him already, folks. Like, uh-oh. And then the unthinkable does happen. I come home one night, and he's drinking a beer. And I need to tell you, the first thought, I should just drink it with him. We should just do this dance together. And that thought, right away up comes the, "Oh my God, this is no longer an option. I can't do that. What am I going to do?" And the phone rings. And it's my girlfriend, and she's in Hawaii, and she'd left her little boy Joe in Vancouver and with a nanny, and he wasn't doing well, and I was really close to Joe, and she said, "Linda, me and Mike are in Hawaii. Will you go pick up Joe tomorrow, and we'll fly you to Hawaii?" Will you do it? Yeah. Yes. Kauai that time. Yeah. Yeah, so I got on the plane, and I took that little boy, and I went to Kauai, and for the next 2 weeks, I was with two sober members of Alcoholics Anonymous that let me walk and cry and help me call my sponsees, get them to move my stuff out, get me out, and you know, that's the miracle of Alcoholics Anonymous, right? And I moved on, and the saddest thing about that story is, like, I never did get sober, and that's a sad story to me when we don't get this deal, right? But I'm so grateful that I was in the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm so grateful I did another inventory. I'm so grateful that I did that work. You know, and it's so important to do that make that list in eight and do those nines. Do those step nines. Don't stop partway through. Get them done, right? And then the next thing that happened was I was at a conference again, because I'm a conference junkie. And I'm at a conference, and I'm sitting at the front of the room, and these two good-looking guys come to the front. One sits here, one sits here, and they both start hitting on me, and I'm thinking, wow, this is fun. And the one on my right was a pilot, and I'm thinking, I should go for the pilot. And the reason I tell you that story is because he's a member of the Pacific group. And all of a sudden, he's flying me to LA. We're going all over the place, and we're going again to roundups and conference and going all over. And we just had the best time going everywhere. We went to Prince Albert and saw, you know, like, just everywhere, and it was so much fun, right? And he introduced me to my sponsor, you know, Sharon B. back then, and I got to, you know, meet Clancy, and we used to go, you know, we just used to go everywhere and do everything, right? And it was just so much fun. And then what happened, then what happened next is that I was, that store that I told you I couldn't walk into, no self-esteem. Well, now I'm sober, now I'm doing good. So I'm going to go work at that store. That's what I'm going to do. So I go into that store and I bug them literally every week. I went, "I want a job here, I want a job here, I want a job here." They go, "Oh my God, you're persistent, we're going to hire you." So I get the job and I'm working there, and I'm there 3 months. And the general manager wants to see me. So right away.